Everybody, and welcome to week number two here of Locker Room Chats with the Jeff West Tigers girls head coach, Justin Schwinn. Right now, starting the year 1-1, pretty good start. Week number one, having a real dominating win over the Valley Falls Dragons, winning 56-25. That game was a 103.9. You can listen back to it. But, man, Coach, that was a great game for you. Had some good numbers from a couple of your players, Emmy Dean, as well as Colby Knoll, both finishing the game with 11 points. Kaylee Heinen, she added 10 points on that game. You had 18 points off turnovers, as well as you forced 34 from the Dragons. So great game defensively overall. And unfortunately, last night, losing in a heartbreaker, 43-42 in overtime to JCN. But still a game where you had some big-time stats from your players. Addison Schwinn with 10 points, as well as Heinen and Knoll combining, well, both of them apiece, having 9. So a lot of offensive success early on, a lot of defensive success. Coach, recap these last two games for me.
Well, it was nice to get to play some different teams. We started with Valley Falls. First half was pretty rough for both teams. It took us a while to get going. Actually, second quarter, we kind of started to get some separation. We're taking a lot of shots in both games that we played against Valley Falls and JCN last night. We need to work on our shot selection, forcing some things that we don't need to be forcing, and that's going to lead to a lower field goal percentage, which we are going to really focus on trying to get better at. But if we can ever start to hit our shots like I know that we're capable of, we've got a chance to be pretty dominant. But it was nice. Obviously, last night was a rough one to take because we were up about 10 or 11 and a half. Controlled the first half. They started to make a run in the second half, and it's just one of those games that we just couldn't get it put together at the end. Had a shot at it. Heck, I even called a timeout with 5 seconds left right when Kaylee threw it up and banked it in, and they called, of course, that's one of those coaches' nightmares when that happens, but it happens. It's part of the game, and as long as the girls stay positive and keep working here, and know that you can't let one loss beat you twice, and we're going to come out Friday and hopefully have a better showing. We can finally get to play at home against a McLeod team that I don't know a lot about, but we just have to play our game and get better at what we do.
Yeah, you talk about that McLeod game, that game being on Friday, and then next week you enter officially the Big East level of play with the Royal Valley, the Panthers, team that, you know, is pretty familiar amongst the Big East, the Big Seven last year. Can you tell me a little bit, anything about that opponent next Tuesday?
Yeah, Royal Valley is going to be, I think, much improved probably from where they were last year. Last year we had some pretty good battles with them. If I remember right, I think we won two and maybe they won one or something like that. But, it'll be a challenge. They've got some good young girls as well as some upperclassmen to go there. And, I haven't started watching any film on them yet, but we'll get into that. And obviously then we played Nemaha and they've taken a couple losses here on, early on, which has surprised me, but I know that they're going to be a tough team. So we've got our hands full. As we know that it's going to be with this league and as we get going here.
Yeah, you made a mention last year at the Royal Valley, going 2-1 against them and having a pretty big win, 45-27 in the quarterfinals round of the 3A sub-state. So pretty good accolades there from last season. But again, it's all about building this season and you know, this early start to the year. How do you feel? How your team's doing? Again, they had, you know, a great game defensively last week against Valley Falls, but also hitting 7 3-point shots. So, you know, kind of tell me how the momentum is going to try to build through the remaining of the season.
Yeah, we hit 7, but we've taken a lot of 3-point shots, and that's not always bad if you can hit them, but we've got to start making more of them. But as a team, I'm really happy. Obviously, last night was a heartbreaker. And as a coach, you hate to see the girls down after a loss, but I was happy to see that they took it so hard, and they know they want to come back and get better. You got to bounce back from that and keep moving on. It's a long season.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time with us again here with Head Coach Justin Schwinn of the Jeff West Tigers Girls Locker Room Chat Week Number 2. This Coach's Show has been brought to you by High End Repair. Coach, thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you.